turn to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. And Naomi, if I get off track, stand up and say, hey, get back on the main street. I told Brother Larry that today, that it is difficult. You name any subject you want to hear, and I promise you that I can share with you a sermon just on the spur of the moment like that. That's because I have preached some 16,000-17,000 times, and I don't know. It's just amazing, and if I'm not careful, I will incorporate everything into one sermon. But I know that the mind can only absorb as much as a seat can endure. And you've got beautiful seats to sit on here. And I know you can endure 5 more minutes than you could if you were sitting on a pew. All right. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Now, that doesn't mean a thing. I would like to share with you where this came from, but I would have to palaver for 5 minutes. But this is one of the most powerful passages of Scripture in the New Testament. Not the most powerful, but one of the most powerful. But my God. Let me ask you this question before I get into the message. How many of you folk know how many promises there are in the Bible? Anyone have any idea how many promises there are in the Word of God? You have any idea, Pastor? A bunch. That's as good an answer as any. But I heard one preacher say that there are 33,000 promises in the Bible. That's a lot of promises. It was probably 2 months later, I heard a Sunday school teacher say that there are 32,000 promises in the book. Well, is it 33 or 32,000? And it was probably 6-7 weeks ago, I heard another person say that there are 34,000 promises in the Bible. Now, really, I'm confused. 34, 33, 32. Now, let me share with you exactly how many promises there are in the Bible. Years ago, Nelma and I were sitting in front of a laundromat. We were away from home, and she was inside doing the laundry, and I was sitting in the vehicle reading from Dake's Bible. And in reading from Dake's Bible, Dake made the statement, there are 576 promises in the Word of God. Promises that you and I can claim as Christians. And he named every one of them, all 576. And I am totally convinced that Dake was closer than any of the others that have stated that there are 34, 33, 32,000 promises. But it doesn't matter to me whether there's 34,000, 33,000, or 32,000 promises, or 576. Every promise in the Word of God is mine. It belongs to me because I am a recipient of the promises that have been made in the Word of God. Now, I didn't intend to do this, but I feel impressed to do this. I've never done this before. It had never crossed my mind, but it just crossed my mind. Everybody take a piece of paper. Everybody get you a pencil and a piece of paper. Now, everybody, young and old alike, man, yeah, give everybody a piece of paper. Because I want you to, you got to pass them out. You can't do that sitting down. Amen. Now everybody, young and old alike, I want you to write on that piece of paper, what is it that you need from God? It doesn't matter what it is, but whatever you think you need from God or want from God more than anything else, just write it down. Just write it down. I'm waiting. I'm giving you plenty of time. It's personal now. I'm not talking about the church as a whole. I'm talking about personal needs that you think you may have. It may be a closer walk with God. It may be the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It may be a financial need. It may be a family need. Whatever you think you need from God, write it down. Do you have it down? Now, fold that piece of paper. Keep it with you while I share with you this message. But my God shall do what? Supply. S-U-P-P-L-Y, shall supply every need that you have by Christ Jesus. Now, as long as God exists, He is the supplier of every need that we have. And it's one of the most difficult things to make people understand He's talking to you. Yeah. Read the Bible. He's talking directly to you. You don't have to go to a priest or to a father to have them to tell you what God wants to do for you. It's a promise that's made to you. Every promise in the book, 576, 32,000, 33,000, 34,000, everybody sit with me. That promise is mine. I can claim it. I got four. That's good. That's the start. But if I can make you believe, if I can convince you beyond all doubt that God wants to meet you at the point of your need, this service will change every life. We were in Kansas City, Missouri. First Assembly in a revival meeting some years ago. And it's Sunday morning, the morning that we were starting the meeting. And I'm standing on the platform between the Sunday school hour and the morning worship service hour, when a Samoan family walked into the auditorium. And when they walked into the foyer, on into the auditorium, they moved toward the outside aisle to come toward the front to find a seat. And they happened to see me standing on the platform. And they stopped. It was a man and his wife and a young boy and girl. They stopped and huddled like football players, like this, right in the middle of that aisle. And then they raised up and looked back in my direction and huddled again. And they raised back up and found a seat and sat down. Now, I knew that family because they had chaired one of our meetings in Apia, Western Samoa. And so, here they are in Kansas City. And I wonder, what in the world these folk are doing so far from home. Why have they traveled to Kansas City? And so when the pastor turned the service to me, I walked to the pulpit and I announced to the congregation that we have a Samoan family with us, the Vavasas, all the way from Apia, Western Samoa. Well, now that excited them that I remembered their name. It had been 4 or 5 years since the meeting. But here they are in Kansas City. And anyway, I asked him to come up on the platform with me. And he did. And I asked him, "What are you doing in Kansas City?" And he said, "Well, the Lord spoke to me and told me to go to Kansas City and start a church among the Samoan people, because there's 24,000 Samoans in the city of Kansas City, and there's no church, and I've come to start the church." He had an auction 2 weeks before, and sold everything he had, bought one-way tickets to Kansas City, Missouri. Now, focus on this for just a moment. I'm going to show you how big God really is. God is so big. I say, God is so big. He's bigger than any problem you have. He's bigger than any need that you have. The only one that can obstruct God and keep him from ministering to us in this service is you and I. I'm the only one that can prevent God from ministering to me. And so, they had bought one-way ticket to Kansas City, and it landed the night before, Saturday evening. And when they landed, they bought a Kansas, Missouri paper and ran the want ad, or rather, classified ads, and found an apartment, 3-bedroom apartment, that they felt that they could afford with what little amount of money they had left. And so they called a taxi cab, and the taxi cab took them to the address, and they rented this apartment. And they had no earthly idea where they were at in Kansas City, except they were in Kansas City. That's all they knew. They were in Kansas City. They didn't know where one Assembly of God church was at. They didn't know what God was going to do, but they're in Kansas City. Now, the apartment they rented didn't have any furniture in it. Nothing. It was just bare walls and floor. But they rented it anyway. They spent that Saturday night in that room. And the next morning, they woke up and they dressed the best they could and got ready to go to church. I love that. Stand up and shout for me. And went to church. Glory to God. Amen. And they didn't look for an excuse not to come. But they came that morning. And when they walked out on the sidewalk, they wondered, which way should they go? They don't know one person in Kansas City. They could go south, north, east, west. But God leads us. I said, God leads us for the supplying of every need that we have. And many times we're unaware of the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so they start south. And they walk 3 blocks. And here this big marquee was First Assembly of God Church. Hallelujah. If they'd have gone north, they wouldn't have found it. If they would have gone east or west, they wouldn't have found it. But there it was. Now, an Assemblies of God Church. And so they walked inside. And when they saw me standing on the platform, the only man in America they knew, God had brought us together for such a time as this. And God's going to use me to minister to these precious people, to minister to this family. And so after he'd shared with us this story, I pulled out my billfold and I took out 5 20s. That's $100 if you didn't know it. And I said to him, now, you don't have no money. He said, no, we spent it all on rent. And I said, well, here's the first $100. Go from here. And when I said that, another man stood up and he said, I'll give $100. Another one stood up and said, I'll give $100. And there was 500 plus people there that morning. Every man here, stand up. I mean, stand up right now. I ain't never seen anything like this in my life. You thought I was going to take an offering, didn't you? No, I'm not. I'm just trying to impress you with the fact that these men who didn't know this family, didn't know that he had a need, didn't know that he was going to be there that morning, they stood up like that. One at a time, and I'll give $100, and I'll give $100, and we raised all of those thousands of dollars to that family and the starting of the Samoan church in Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Now, to become more impressive, a man stood at me and said, did I understand you? You don't have any furniture in the apartment? He said, no. Well, would you be offended if I gave you a brand new living room suit, which is in my garage and I don't need it? How many of you folk have a new divan setting in your garage you don't need? Would you raise your hand? That's what I thought. Brother, of the thousands and thousands of a Pentecostal Assemblies of God people in the nation, and yet he shows up in the church where one man has a new living room suit in his garage and he doesn't need it. Don't tell me God doesn't work miracles. He does. And he's concerned about me. He's concerned about you. He loves me. He loves you. Hallelujah. He sees every facet of our life. He knows what's going on in our lives. He understands what's going on in our lives. Yes. And one by one, they stood up, volunteering furniture. And by the time they had gotten through, that man's three-bedroom apartment was furnished from top to bottom and from wall to wall. The pastor, he walked to the pulpit, and he put his arm around me and he said, Brother Ogden, we don't have any way to get this furniture to these people. Three men stood up. I mean, they stood up immediately. And one of them said, Preacher, don't worry about that. We've got trucks. We'll see to it that they get it this evening. Now, my question is this. Do you think God was more concerned about that black Samoan than you and I? We're all precious in his sight. If he would go to the trouble to clothe the lilies. And this really bothers me about some of these TV preachers. If you don't send me the money, I'm going to have to go off of the air. Well, evidently, God didn't put them on the air. I can't help it. I'm just sharing with you how I feel. Because if God put me in the ministry, I promise you, my God will provide for me in the ministry. And as a Christian, church attender, faithful to the house of God, my needs many times goes far beyond finances. It goes far beyond temporal things. He knows me when I'm discouraged. And he says, I will become your encourager. He knows when I'm depressed. And he says, I will become your healer. When I'm sick, I said, when I'm sick, he said, don't worry about that. I'm your healer. Are you folk with me? Brother, we're more precious than the lilies of the field. We're more precious than the sparrow that falls to the ground. He loves me. I said, He loves me. I said, He loves me. I can't help it. He loves me. Glory to God. Eva, where are you at? Come back. And she's in the nursery. She didn't want to hear me preach. No, she don't know this. No. Okay. I've got to share with you a song. I hadn't planned on this. Fact is, I didn't plan nothing. What key is, I believe in His love. Try 3 flats. Huh? He never said I'd never have heartache. He never said I'd never. Okay, then let's start over again. He never said I'd never have heartache. If ever we're not together, some reason we're not together. He never said I'd never have heartache. He never said I'd never have trials. But He did say, I love you, my child. Will that organ work? Go to it. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to sing this if it hair lips the governor of Florida. Amen. That's it. That's the tone I want. He never said I'd never have heartache. He never said I'd never have trials. But He did say, I love you, my child. You believe that? He never said I'd never be lonely. He never said I'd never be blue. But He did say, I love you. Now here's the chorus. I believe in His love. I can't help it. I believe in His love. He proved His love at Calvary. Yes, He did now. And I believe in His love. I believe in His love. I believe in His love for me. Can you say amen to that? Come on, let's sing that chorus together. And I mean, really mean this. I believe in His love. I believe in His love. Tell me why. He proved His love at Calvary. He proved it now. And I believe in His love. I believe in His love. I believe in His love for me. Would you put your hand up like this and say, I believe that Jesus really loves me. Now, if you get a hold of that, I said, if you ever really get a hold of that, it will be a life-changing experience. If you ever get a hold of that, Jesus really loves me. That's what Paul is trying to say. But my God shall supply S-H-A-L-L-Y, my God shall supply every need that I may have. Glory to God. Let me ask you, don't you love your children? Do you love your children? Kids sometimes break your heart, but you never lose your love for them. It thrills you through and through when that child responds to you by saying, Daddy, Mama, I need this or that. Would you help me get it? Well, if we love our kids like that, how much more does our Heavenly Father love us? Amen. Thank you, Eva. I'm not going to try that no more. Oh, thank you. Hey, folk, stand up and kick both feet this time. Glory to God. Amen. Please, I beg you, get a hold of that truth. God loves you, and God wants nothing but the best for you and I. Amen. Now, not only must we take a hold of that truth if we're to live in Philippians 4:19, but we must be convinced that God is bigger than every need that we have. Amen. Nothing is too big for God. Not one thing is too big for God. If He created this universe and everything in it, then surely, surely me as one of the 6 trillion that populate the earth can never have a need compared to God's creation. He scooped the bed of the ocean out with us. I can't help this, but I'm having more fun trying to share with you a truth that we captured years and years and years ago. I wish our preachers could capture this. It'd make a difference in the ministry if they capture this. God is bigger than any need that you may ever have. Now, I'm not going to expand on that, but I'd love to. Glory to God, I'd love to. And I know my sister from Miami would love to hear that. Thank you for being here. You're going to be in one of the greatest churches in Pensacola. And you're going to have one of the greatest pastors that's ever pastored in Pensacola. I can promise you that. Now, when I capture the fact that God loves me, and when it sinks into my hard head that God is bigger than any problem I'll ever have, then how can I make it happen? I'm just going to cut through all of this. How can I make it happen? How many wants it to happen? Sure you do. I'm not talking to a bunch of dummies. I'm talking to folk that are hungry for God, and you know exactly what you're after. And so, when you come into His presence, when you walk into His presence, I said, when you walk into His presence, have your mind made up. I'm not going to quit, give up, or stop until God meets me at the point of my need. I have His promise. I have His word. And I know what He's done in the past. I know He's bigger than any problem that I'll have. And so I'm going to stay here. I'm going to hang on to this. I'm going to trust in this until it happens. You've got to be like the little boy who walked into the kitchen and saw that his mama had made a big chocolate pie. And she had covered it with meringue. Now, folk, I love chocolate pie. That's probably one of my favorite pies. And I love it when you have to cut through 6 inches of meringue to get to it. I just love it. And every time I go into a restaurant and they've got them on display, I stand there and drool. You know, because to me that's so beautiful. That big pie with all of that meringue on it. Well, this little boy walked into the kitchen, and there his mama was. She was baking pies and covering them with all of that meringue. And when he saw that, he said, "Mama, can I have a piece of that pie?" And she said, "No, because we're saving it for company. Company's coming, and when we eat lunch, you can have a piece of that pie." Well, that satisfied him. But a short time later, he saw his baby brother walking around with a piece of that pie on a saucer and a fork in his hand and meringue all over his mouth. And so the older of the two asked his little brother, "How did you get that pie? I asked for Mama for some, and she wouldn't give it to me." He said, "You didn't ask like I did. I bawled for mine until Mama gave it to me to get me to shut up." Hello? God responds to the seeking heart, to the honest heart, to the praying heart. God responds to that. Now, do you have your need written down? Now, hold it in your hand. Hold that need in your hand. I'm going to ask you to do something. Whatever that need is, I want you to stand to your feet. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. Come on. He's all I need. Now Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Now Jesus is all I need. Hallelujah. Now, I want everybody to line up single file from that side to this side, facing me, because we're going to take those needs to God right now. Healings are going to be wrought. Needs are going to be met. Needs are going to be supplied. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is all I need.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He's all.
Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready for it to happen? This can be your night. Brother Pastor, come and help me, will you? Amen.
Jesus,
come on right now.
Is all I need.
Now hold that need up to the Lord. In Jesus' name right now. Whatever that need is, I minister to my brother. I want you to meet that need right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I don't know what that need is, but you know. And I'm asking you right now, meet that need in Jesus' name. Lord, I don't know what my brother's need is, but you know. I want you to minister to him right now. Meet every need he has. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now in Jesus' name. This Friday night. Meet him at the point of his need. Glory to God. I pray for my sister right now. Meet her at the point of her need. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for this back. I want you to heal this back right now. I want you to give her a miracle of healing right now. In Jesus' name.
Jesus
is all I need right now. In Jesus' name, meet every need that my brother has. Minister to him right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now in Jesus' name, Lord, meet that need. Whatever that need is, meet it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray for the need right now that my brother has. I want you to meet that need. Meet it right now in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, I pray for my sister and the need that she has. You love her. And you want to minister to her right now in Jesus' name. Meet that need right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for my sister. I pray for her need. I want you to minister to her right now. Do something very special in her life. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for this need right now. I want you to minister to her. Meet that need in Jesus' name. Oh, la, 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 la. In Jesus' name, Lord, meet that right now. In your name. In your name. Minister to him. Hallelujah. Lord, I want you to minister to my brother and meet this need right now. In Jesus' name. Help him to have a made up mind. Folk, have your mind made up. God's going to minister to you and meet that need right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for Sister TJ and the need she has in her hand. I want you to minister to her. Meet that need right now. Let it happen in your name. Glory to God. Lord, we have another need, and I'm asking you right now, meet that need in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, help my brother and I to join together in faith. Believing that you're going to meet the need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hold that need up to the Lord. Lord, you see that need. And I pray that you minister to her. Looks like there are several here that she has need of. And I want you to minister to her right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for my sister. I ask you that you meet every need that she has. Thank you, Lord, for the tears. Glory to God. We're believing you right now for what some would call the impossible. But in it, it becomes possible right now in this service. In Jesus' name. Well, hallelujah. Let him do something special in your life right now. Come on, folk. Believe God with me. Oh, la 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 la. In Jesus' name right now. Minister to my sister. Hallelujah. Lord, right now, I pray for my brother. I thank you for what you did for him last night. But he has another need tonight. Meet that need in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for these beautiful tears. Minister to my sister. And meet every need that she has right now. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, right now, we lift up to you these needs. Meet them right now in your name. Oh, ha-ma-ma-ma. Ka-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, la-la-da-da-da. Sha-ma-da-da-da-da. Hallelujah. Only believe right now. It's happening in the name of the Lord. Meet every need that she has in Jesus' name. Oh, ma-ma-ma-ma. Ka-da-da-da-da. Lord, we agree together. You're going to meet the needs in this service tonight. Come to her right now in your name. I pray for my brother, and I pray for his need right now. Minister to him. Minister to him. Meet that need in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to believe God with you right now, that he'll come to you at the point of your need, and that he will meet you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, right now, she holds in her hand the need that she has. And I'm asking you that you meet that need in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We agree together that you're going to meet this need in this service tonight. In Jesus' name. Lord, Adam has his hand raised, saying that he has a need. I'm want to ask you to meet that need right now. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Glory to God.
All things are
meet my brother's need right now. In the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, my sister has brought a need to you. And I want you to respond and meet that need in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I know.
Brother Ron, this is your service tonight. Receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Receive him right now. Hallelujah. 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 Come on in. Speak it out just like that. Speak it out right now. Hallelujah. This is your night. You have a need, and he's going to meet that need right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you for thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God's glory. I can sense his mighty presence.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
In this very atmosphere.
Jesus, Nelma has a need.
So whatever you may be. And receive
in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I take it
now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This God's glory is here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, his glory is here. I can sense his mighty presence in this very atmosphere.
I am the Lord, and there's none other beside me. I am bigger than you realize. I am bigger than what you have measured me by in your mind. There isn't one thing that I'm not aware of, because I have sent my Holy Spirit throughout the earth, throughout the cities and the states and the nations, to search out those that love me and those that are true to my name, that I may meet them and that I may supply every need that they have. And I think no less of you. You are my children, and I love you with a never-dying love. And my desire is that I minister to you. I so long want to touch your life and to change your life, but you must allow me to do that. Commit yourself to me completely, that I may know beyond all doubt that you hunger and thirst after the Lord. And you shall be filled with the good things of heaven, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, la 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 di di shamananiya. Oh, la 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 di di di. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God's hallelujah.
Everybody, find someone. Lay your hand on them and pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them right now. I want to really soak in. Jesus loves us. Jesus loves
us. You may be. You just reach out and receive. Say it's mine.
Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, God's glory is here. His glory is here. I can sense his mighty presence in the very atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
So whatever
Hallelujah.
You may need, just reach out and receive and say it's mine. I know it's mine. I believe it's mine. I take it now.
Now, can I do something? I feel somewhat impressed to do it. I want everybody, let's form a circle around these seats in this section right here. At the start of here, and let's just form a circle around both sections. I would do the third section, but we don't have enough people to do that. But let's form a group around these sections right here, these two sections. Listen to me now. No one could never convince me that Brother and Sister Martin aren't here in the perfect will of God. I know the man, and you know, it's been so many years since I've been in the church where they have church prayer meetings. It's unheard of. But when I go to a church where they have prayer meetings, it makes and convinces me that they're really concerned about the church and the ministers of the church. Let me share with you, and this might be a point of encouragement. I really wish that I had time to tell you this. Brother Robert, what's his name? In Houston, Robert Hogan, in Houston, Texas. Anybody been there? Anyway, he took the church in Houston. Now we've preached 4 or 5 revival meetings in this church. He took the church. It ran 125 in attendance, and the first thing Robert Hogan did was start prayer meetings. They had the first prayer meeting at 5 a.m., the second at 6 a.m., and the third at 7 a.m. Now, I've been to every one of their prayer meetings, and I've just sat in a corner and observed these people. They went from 125 to 1,000 in attendance. We've had perhaps the greatest revival meetings in the church it's ever had. I've never witnessed anything like that in my life. But it came about because of prayer meetings. God only responds to people that are hungry for Him. He doesn't chase you down to bless you. He doesn't stumble over Himself to pour out a blessing upon you. And I'm convinced that God is going to minister to this congregation. He's going to change it. And I think you've got the right word, Pensacola Revival Church. Revival Church. We're going to pray together right now. We need a visitation from God right here in this church, even greater than what we're already experiencing. And brother, you have a sweet, sweet spirit in this church. Jesus, we join hands right now, and we're circling this church, and we're praying as one right now. Let the Holy Ghost give us a visitation. Let the Holy Ghost come and minister to us in these services. And Lord, I pray you minister in this church. Give this pastor a greater anointing than he's ever had in his life. And I pray for Sister TJ, Lord, that you give her an anointing like she's never had. Let folk in this city know that God has raised up a revival church, a church that they can attend and sense and feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come right now. Come right now. Holy Spirit, come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Holy Spirit, 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 come right now. Come right now. We give ourselves to you. We give ourselves to you. Lord, send the anointing of the Holy Spirit that our lives will never be the same anymore. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now let's raise our hands and praise Him for the answer. Let's praise Him for the answer right now. Lord, we praise You right now for the answer. We praise You for the answer. We praise You for the answer. We praise You for the answer. We thank You, Lord, 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 for the answer. We thank You 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 for the answer, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank You for the answer right now. 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 It's on its way. It's on its way, folks. It's on its way. It's on its way. It's on its way. It's on its way. Thank You for the answer. Thank You for the answer. Evan, do you know a song? Oh, yes, the answer's on the way. Or the course or anything. Hallelujah. The answer's on the way. And I want you to be a part of it when the answer comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The answer's on the way.
Oh, yes, the answer's on the way. This Hallelujah. I know. Jesus said it.
I believe it and it's so.
The Heavenly Father knows the need.
The answer's on the way. The answer's on the way.
I know the answer's on the way.
Well, hallelujah. The answer's on the way.
And there's a lot to
be. The answer's on the way. Hallelujah. The answer's on the way. Glory to God. The answer's on the way. Glory to God.
Yes, the answer is already on the way.
Do it again.
Oh, yes, the answer's on the way.
This I know. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. My Heavenly Father knows the need before we pray. And you can rest assured the answer's on the way. Many times before I've felt a heavy load, and on bended knees to God a prayer I'd pray. If by faith I'd start believing, mighty soon I'd be receiving, for the answer was already on the way. Oh yes, the answer's on the way, this I know. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. Our Heavenly Father knows the need before we pray. And you can rest assured the answer's on the way. If there's a special need within your life, my friend, and you're searching for an answer day by day, if by faith you'll start believing, mighty soon you'll be receiving, for the answer is already on.
The answer's on the way.